At 6:35, the Lake Erie Crushers are in action against the Windy City Thunderbolts here in Avon. First pitch coming your way at 6:35, and you can catch that broadcast at LakeErieCrushers.com. And, boy, a lot of great things going on with Lake Erie Crushers. It seems like it always begins and it ends with food on this show. Not sure if that's the way it goes, but we've got a couple of very awesome food items up here with us. And we've got a very awesome guy with us up here as well, in Tom Kramick, the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers. First and foremost, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you today?
Lovely. Well, a lot better now that I've got these two fantastic items on the table. I wasn't expecting this, but you surprised me with some mac and cheese with chorizo sausage and peppadew pepper.
That's correct. Yeah, we're trying to make sure you're well-fed while you're working here, because it takes a lot of energy for you to do this show, and we don't want you to get lightheaded or, you know, feel weak during the show. So we've got the mac and cheese with the chorizo sausage and the peppadew peppers, and then we have the pork nachos, apple-braised pork. It's braised for 8 hours. It's got queso and corn salsa on top of that. Greg Kabunski, our food and beverage director, prepared these for you, and Jessica Costello happily brought them up to make sure you can get through these last 20 minutes of the show.
Oh, man, it's tough stuff. Douglas, you drew the short straw today. You're back
in the studio.
Yeah, and
I got to sit here and hear about all that here.
Well, we brought two. Bull may save one for you, but I wouldn't hold my breath on that.
No, I've been working with him long enough to know that probably isn't going to happen, Tom.
No, I don't think so. It'd be empty dishes by the time you get out here.
Yeah, no chance. No chance. Now, these are available down at the concession stands, right? Stomper's Grill?
They are. Yep. Eddie's Eatery out here at Springer Stadium.
Very nice. Well, I want to talk to you about the early stages of the season. Also want to talk to you about the Cleveland Sports Legends softball game coming up here in a few weeks. I know that we've talked about it on the show with you before, but it's worth bringing up again because a couple of names have changed as far as who's going to be on that list of Cleveland Sports Legends playing in that game on June 17th. So Matt and I had teased it at the beginning of the show, but I said I'm going to let Tom Kramick tell that story and let us know who the additions to that roster are.
Well, we've had a roster substitution. As you know, Ellis Burks was supposed to be part of the game, but as I understand it, he's a scout for the San Francisco Giants, and they get reassigned from time to time. So he unfortunately had to bow out, and we've signed Josh Cribbs of the Cleveland Browns. He's going to be playing in the game alongside Andy Barch and other celebrities such as Carlos Baerga, Joe Charbonneau, Len Barker. Also from the Browns, we've got Bernie Kosar playing. And Bob Golic will be coming out.
Nice.
So I'm sure you and Golic will be battling for the home run title in that.
If I get it out of the infield, I'm going to be ecstatic. We're going to have Len Barker on the show tomorrow. And Matt and I discussed this about an hour ago. I like Barker. He and I have struck up a friendship over the last 6 or 7 years working together at Notre Dame College. He's going to pitch me inside. he might go fast pitch softball on me and twirl his arm up and down 3 or 4 times. And again, he'll probably bust me up and in. But I'll tell you right now, I get a hit off of Len Barker. I don't care if it's in a Cleveland Sports Legends softball game. He will never hear the end of it. I mean, he will never hear the end of it. So I'm not sure if I want to be on Barker's team or if I want to go against Barker. I'm kind of intrigued. But I'm also really intrigued by those two names you brought up, the two newest additions in Bernie Kosar and Josh Cribbs. Josh Cribbs, of course, not only is he a big name because of what he did locally with the Browns, but also he was a top-notch superstar at Kent State. As a matter of fact, one of the first play-by-play gigs I ever did in college football, I was at Bowling Green. He was a freshman starting at Kent State. That was one of the first football games I ever called. So I remember Cribbs way back when he was 18, 19 years old, and it's crazy to see how he has evolved. But his name still holds a lot of water in this town because of all the great things he did, albeit on some teams that weren't so good. But he really stood out on some teams that, again, I think a lot of Browns fans would love to soon forget. But really the biggest name, I think, the newest addition to the list would be Bernie Kosar. You talk about a guy that has certainly drawn up a nice little chapter in Cleveland sports legends history. That's one of the first names that comes to the top of the list.
Oh, yeah. You think about the great Browns teams through the years and, you know, people my age in their mid-50s, they're going to remember Bernie playing for some very good teams, some AFC championship game teams. Obviously didn't make it to the final show, but to get Bernie was a real coup for us, real excited. And getting Josh was great. And the fact that they're both local guys, they're still here, stayed in Cleveland, Bernie being from here, really helps a lot because that, you know, that's what we're about, is being local and being Northern Ohio. And so getting those two guys was a real treat for us. My question to you is, if you're in the box against Len, and he throws at you, are you going to go Bryce Harper on him?
No. Have you seen Len recently? Len may have me by 30 years,
yeah,
but I'm still not charging the mound against large Lenny Barker. There's no chance, because even though Len may be in his early 60s and always had a couple of knee replacements, Len can still knock you down, stare you down, and make sure you don't attack him. I mean, Len and I, we're close to the same size. We're nowhere near the same in age, but I wouldn't dare attack Len
Barker. You're not going to charge on him, huh?
No, God, okay. No. You couldn't.
Because he may throw you inside.
And that would be a little bit humiliating to get my tail kicked by a guy who's in his 60s. So, I'd try and avoid that scenario at all possible costs.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, no, Bull, no just things. Hope that he's not hearing you right now talking about how you're going to brag about it if you go yard or even get a hit on him.
Do not replay any part of that soundbite tomorrow
that
when he comes
come up
on.
That tomorrow during your conversation.
He's coaching his son's AAU team, I believe, out in Chardon right now. He also had a couple of recruits in today, so I know for a fact he's not listening right now. But I also know how radio works. He can
Matt records everything.
He does.
You, Matt?
It's here.
Yeah.
I
that
guess
could find its way into tomorrow's show, couldn't it?
No, I think we could probably find a way. We've got plenty of time on air. We could throw that, I'm sure.
That could be part of his news report tomorrow.
There you go. That soundbite.
Part of the introduction.
Yeah, that could certainly come back up again in conversation, I'm sure. We're talking with Tom Craven, going over to the Lake Erie Crushers. And there are a lot of cool things going on around that Cleveland Sports Legend softball game. It's not just the guys who were involved, but I know it goes to benefit a great charity as well. For those who aren't familiar with all the details, take us through step by step, beginning with Friday night. What's going on Friday night? Where is it all going down on Friday night? And how can folks go about getting tickets to Friday night in particular?
Well, Friday night we're doing a VIP reception. Everything's happening out here at Springer Stadium in Avon. So there's one location. We try and make it as simple as possible. And, you know, this is an easy place to get to, get in, get out. Up on our third base picnic plaza, we're having a VIP reception, an all-you-can-eat buffet. Tickets are available on LakeErieCrushers.com. And that event is really designed for fans who want to get some face time with these guys, who watched these guys through the years, admired what they achieved on the field, get an autograph, get a photo. I'm positive you're going to hear some old war stories between all those guys about this game or that game or who missed a block or who made a tackle or who hit the home run. You know, they love doing these kinds of events and getting around the fans and sharing old stories, and it should be a really fun event. I think it starts around 6 o'clock, somewhere in that area. As I said, you can get tickets on the website or call in the Crushers here at the box office. But the Friday night event we're really looking forward to as far as the VIP reception. Then the game Saturday at 7:05. Tickets, again, available on our website. We're going to have a post-game autograph session out on the field, and we're going to finish it all up with a big fireworks show that everybody loves out here. So it should be a fun weekend. We're really excited about it. That's Saturday night. And I believe Sunday night there's something going on that night, too, some basketball game.
Oh, right.
That number 7 jumps in my head. Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't get that far.
Hopefully it doesn't get that far. Hopefully we're done in 4 and they bring the title back and we can move on.
That would be excellent. That would be the ideal scenario. They either pull off a sweeper in Golden State, and I understand I'm living in rainbow land by thinking that might happen. But you never know. If it happens that quickly, I think we'd all be very pleased with that. But, you know, Saturday is going to be really cool because, as you mentioned, too, it benefits a charity. So it's a cool softball game, pretty laid-back atmosphere. And you mentioned these guys are going to be signing autographs on the field as the fireworks are going off, correct?
Well, the game starts at 7. We're going to play 7 innings. So we figure that'll probably last hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. It won't quite be dark yet. So we're going to set up on the field autograph sessions. Fans can come out on the field, get an autograph, again, take a picture, chat a little bit with the guys. When the sun goes down, we shoot off the fireworks, and it should be a lot of fun and a great night.
That should be a blast. No, I'm really looking forward to that. I've been trying to eat this big batch of mac and cheese with chorizo sausage and pork nachos to get myself beefed up and ready.
Yeah, that's so game food, isn't it?
It's big-time game food. I guess I'm okay if I eat it 2 weeks out. I eat it night of. We're all in trouble.
It's carbo loading.
Yeah, it's carbo loading. That's right. Like the pickle dog.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. That's carb overloading is what that is. But that's okay. See, carb overloading actually works when you're just talking to yourself for 3 hours a night. But when you're getting on the field, you're swinging away. Maybe carb overloading isn't the best thing for
you. It's that stretching a single into a double where it may bite you.
If I get the first, I might do a backflip and a cartwheel. Forget about getting to second base. I see second base, I'll be thoroughly amazed. I might be so happy I might do a head-first dive into second base.
Go Pete Rose, yeah.
Right, see?
Right in.
Gold Charlie
right
Hustle.
In.
Be fun stuff. Well, you guys have an interesting promotion going on tonight. So,
oh, yeah.
Bill Murray night. Now, here's my question. Can you get in as one of his fictional characters if I rig an ID and put Big Room McCracken? Can I get in?
If your name is Bill Murray, William Murray, you get in for free. And then out on the concourse tonight, we're going to be doing between innings a lot of tributes to his great movies. I would ask you, what's your favorite Bill Murray movie? There's a lot of good ones to choose from.
There are. It comes down to two. Pete Venkman, you could argue, was the absolute greatest character in both Ghostbusters movies. He was phenomenal in both. Love Pete Venkman, but I don't know if it gets any better. Even though he wasn't the main character, Big Earn McCracken, you can make an argument for being the best sports villain because he was so good, even though he wasn't on screen a ton in that movie. But Big Earn McCracken in Kingpin will go down, in my mind, as one of the absolute best performances by a sports villain. He was terrific in that role. I would say it's one of those two for sure.
See, I'd have to go Carl the Greenskeeper. I mean, again, he wasn't the central figure, but that character, you say Carl the Greenskeeper to anybody over the age of 30 or 35, and they know exactly who you're talking about.
Tough to argue that. Yep. Mr. Douglas, your thoughts?
I'm sorry. I was trying to fix something here on the computer, guys.
What's your favorite Bill Murray character of all time?
Oh, what's my favorite Bill Murray? You know, I loved him in Zombieland. I thought that was fun. He plays Bill Murray in it, but he has one of the greatest lines ever. When asked if he has any regrets, he says Garfield. And I think because of that, I love him in that movie, Zombieland.
Tell you what, he had a couple of classic one-liners, and that's another movie where he was only on screen for just a few minutes, but he was terrific when he was on screen. See, Carl the Greenskeeper's a great one, too, and I think that's the beauty of Bill Murray. That's why you can have so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there will be a gopher sighting out here tonight at the field. I can guarantee that. Ghostbusters will be here tonight, so we're gonna pay tribute to a great actor and a funny, funny guy.
Any proton packs going to be out on the concourse?
You know, I'm not sure if we are legally allowed to have those out there.
As long as you don't cross the streams, right?
Don't cross the streams, right. If you don't cross the streams, everything's good.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Should be a lot of fun here tonight. Yeah. Brings an end to a brief three-game homestand. You have a whole new one starting up, a six-gamer next Tuesday, correct?
Next Tuesday night, we go back to our 7:05 start time. Kids are out of school, so they can stay up a little later. We've got six games, and then we're really into the meat of our season once we hit that June series.
Yeah, almost a month into this thing already. I'm sure that's hard to believe from your perspective, isn't it?
It's flying by. It's flying by. But it's a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun. We got a lot of cool stuff going on out here.
Well, I know the gates open here in about 5 or 10 minutes, so we'll let you get to it. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Bull.
Love having you on. Thanks for having us here today.
And enjoy the nachos.
I was going to say thanks for the nachos.
I would ask you to save some for Matt, but I know that's a lost cause. You're on your own, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, he's.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for the effort.
Next time you're at the ballpark, hunt me down. We'll take care of you.
Will do.
He's well aware. He drew the short straw today. That's all right. I'm sure at some point I'm going to draw the short straw also. Thanks as always, my man. Pleasure having you on as always. Make sure you check out LakeErieCrushers.com to find out more about how you can get involved with that Cleveland Sports Legend softball game Saturday, June 17th. And you got plenty of time to come on out here for tonight for Bill Murray night here at Springer Stadium.